Today's daf is daf lamed aleph. So we got to the very top line, the two dots. The Gemara says, a quote from the Mishnah, Vlad Trefa. The din is that a Vlad Trefa, there's a machlokas in the Mishnah whether or not the Vlad of a Trefa can be brought as a carbon or not. Chacham felt that a Vlad of a Trefa can, because the Vlad itself isn't a Trefa, but the other opinion, Rabbi Eliezer, felt that a Vlad of a Trefa would be possible. So the Gemara says, Laman damar Trefa yolda. We know there's a machlokas in the Gemara in Chulin and elsewhere, whether or not a Trefa is able to give birth or not. The treif is an animal that is not able to live for the next 12 months. Well, it's going to die within the next 12 months. The question is whether or not it's strong enough, able to give birth to a calf of some sort. So the Gemara says, Laman damar treifa yalda, that a treifa may be yalda mishkachas. You could find the situation of a vlad treifa, kagon shenitrifa, where it first became a treifa, ulvasof ibra, then it became pregnant. And that's the situation, baha pligi, that's machlokas, the Rebbe Eliezer, savar, zevizeg, garim aser. He felt that Zevizeh, we discussed yesterday, Zevizeh, so Zeh, the mother, is a trefa, the father of the animal is a not a trefa, but even though one aspect is a trefa, one aspect is not a trefa, Rebbe Eliezer says, Machmir, that Zevizeh Garim, we consider it usher because we take into account the mother that's a trefa. Rabbanan Savri, Zevizeh Garim, but he thinks no. As long as one part, one of the contributors is going to be not a trefa, then that will render the animal a not trefa, will render it will be considered mutter. Man da amar trefa ein yalda, the one who holds that trefa is not able to give birth, ein yoledes. So mishkach, so how do you ever have a case of a vlad trefa? But trefa can't give birth ever, so what's considered a vlad trefa? So Gemara explained, kagon she'ibra uvasof nitchefa, where first the behema became muberes, and after it became muberes, then it got a trefa, got a punctured lung, and that's the situation, ubaha pligi, this is the machlokas, that Rabbi Eliezer savar uber yerech imohu, and since the mother becomes a trefa, mimela, the uber becomes a trefa, as well, and Rabban Tavri Uber Lav Yerachimo, and therefore, even though the mother is a trefa, that will not consider the child the Vlad a trefa, and therefore, the Vlad trefa would be mutter according to the shita of the Rabban.
Certainly, they don't talk about like b'chor inside the mother. You can make it a psul. Just thinking, making
it's a completely different din, though. No, Matil Mum.
Right, I'm saying, so you make it a trefa too.
No, they're making the animal a trefa, not the...
Not the
Uber? Yeah, the animal trefa. So Amar Rav Huna says that even according to Chacham hold that you're allowed to be makriv a vlad trefa, modim chachamim l'Rabbi Eliezer befroach betas trefa sha'aser. So they would agree to Rabbi Eliezer that a situation where they would agree that some type of offspring would be considered aser if you have an efroach, that bird, that it itself is a trefa, so the beta of such an animal, not a vlad trefa, but a betas trefa, there they would agree to Rabbi Eliezer that it would be usher. My time and why, in this case, do Chacham argue, or rather agree to Rabbi Eliezer? Ad kan lo pligi el Rabbi Eliezer, they only argue by Rabbi Eliezer, bevlad behema, dimavira karavia. So where the fetus is in the air, what does it mean the air? It's inside the cow, but it's not directly connected. Now, of course, it's connected, the umbilical cord and all that stuff, but it's not growing in attached to the mother as much as a beta, as mamish part of the oaf apparently. So since by the case of Vlad Behema de Ma'avira Karabia, there's a lot of airspace in between, we don't really consider it as mamish directly part of the mother, about beta strefa de Megufa de Tarnagolasa Karabia, where the beta comes from the egg itself, from the chicken itself, therefore it's considered more connected, and therefore Chacham and Agri Afilu Rabbanan Modi. So now comes along Amar Le Rava. Rava says to the Rav Huna, Tani de Mesailach, the Debraisa that supports this decision, Melot Tarvad Rima. Completely different topic. When it comes to a person who dies, so you know a person who dies, he's metame mace, ba'ol, and there's a shadow of the kazayas of the basar and the etzem kisaora. But let's say there's a melo tarvad of rima. A certain amount of the rima is the decay of the body. So that's haba adam chai that comes from a person, a person's alive, and then some of his skin or flesh becomes removed and decays. So there's a melo tarvad, a certain shear of that decay. So what's the status? So Rabbi Eliezer Metame, he thinks all the that decay of the body is Metame Ba'ohel, Tumas Meis Ba'ohel. Hacham Metar, and they think it's going to be Mutter, it will be considered Tar, it's not going to be Metame. So this Machlok is that whether or not Melo Tarvad Rima that comes from a Ba'adam Chai, whether it's Metame or Metaher, So the Gemara explained, Ad kan lo pligi rabban Allah ela berima de pirshe ba'almahu. They only argue about this case because this is some type of separation of the flesh. It's not really part of the person himself. Ela beta de megufa de tarnagolasu afil rabban mode. Now when it comes to the beta, that becomes its part and parcel of the tarnagolas itself, there Rabban will say it's connected and it would be aser. Now there are a lot of things to talk about. Number one, we're talking about Malo Tarvat Rima in terms of Tumah V'Tahara. We're transferring over to a discussion on Isser V'Heter, the two different things. But this is what a very superficial understanding of what's going on here in the Brisa, that when something becomes attached or is attached to the actual item, there Rabban will agree it will be an Isser as well as the mother's. So Gemara now says, Amr le Abaye, Adarab, the opposite is true. Ipcha mistavra, the opposite makes more sense. The ad kan lo pligi Rabbi Eliezer le Adarabanon, el berima, dikwe adam michaim rima. No, it's really the other way around. Really, Rabbi Eliezer agrees to Rabbanon, that's mutter. I mean, when does Rabbi Eliezer argue in Rabbanon? Only the gabe a person does he think you're metame, because even an adam chai is called a rima. The chesiv it says a pasuk in Eov af ki enosh rima uben adam tolea. So even though it comes from an adam chai can generate rima and rima is metame. So that's where Rabbi Eliezer says machmi by tuma. Ava gabe beitza emas gala l'chi mesarcha. So when it comes to a beitza, so when is it going to be? When does it create a beitza? It only became after it went bad. V'chi asrach afer ba'amu. Now this we're talking about a beitza's trefa, remember. So the tarnagolas became a trefa. So when a tarnagolas becomes a trefa, so anything that comes from a trefa becomes nothing. It can't really produce anything. It doesn't have the ability to produce or generate any offspring. So that egg that comes out, even though it's an egg, it's really called afer ba'alma, and afilu Rabbi Eliezer will be molded that there will not have a din, there will not be a din of a trefa on the beitza's trefa. So the Gemara says, furthermore, Tani Behedi, the Brisa clearly states that Mode Rabbi Eliezer lechachamim befroach beitas trefa shemuta. So this is clearly going like the shita of Abaye. And Amar Lei, so Rav responds back to Abaye, Itanya, Tanya, if it's a Brisa, you're right. I can't argue in a Brisa, in which case you're right that really Rabbi Eliezer agrees to chachamim that beitas trefa is actually not going to be aser. The Gemara quotes from the Mishnah now, from yesterday's Mishnah, Rabbi Chanina ben Antignus Omer, Kshera, the chulub, which means the calf that was kshera, that was yonek from its mother, who is a trefa. So that calf, even though calf be'etzim is really mutter, since it's nourishing from a trefa, it itself becomes pasul mizbeach. So my time, what's the reason for it? This ilema dimetafte minei, if it's because the calf now became fattier and stronger, and therefore since it derived hanah from the trefa, that's going to be possible for the mizbeach. El miat, if that's the case, let's say you take a calf and hechilu karshinei avodah zara. You take some type of vegetables that was set aside for avodah zara. So hachanami da asiri. Are you going to say since it got fat from something that's aser, that makes the calf itself aser? That's not true. So too, just because it was yonik from a trefa doesn't make the calf aser. Just because it got fat from the trefa. So Gemara explains no. Elatane Rabbi Chanina tirata kame de Rabbi Yochanan kigon shenika. It's a situation where the calf was being yonik from morning to night or morning to morning from its mother, the trefa. The din is, in essence, what's going on here is where the only source of nourishment that this calf got was only from the trefa, nothing else. So normally when it's a situation where it gets nourished from a trefa and also from a kshera, then you can say zevizeh gorim. And you have a question whether zevizeh gorim is aser or zevizeh gorim is mutter. But here, the exclusive sustenance for the kshera is only from the trefa. In this case, we're going to say that the animal itself is going to be aser because it's a zeh case, not a zevizeh case. And then the Gemara finishes off the end of the parak here. Kol ha-kadshim shenas ha-trefa ein potem. We said that any time an animal that's a kachim, it becomes a trefa, gets a punctured lung, for example. So we can't redeem it, because if we redeem it, we can't eat it, because we can't eat a trefa. So what good is redeeming an animal? It's only to feed the klavim. But we don't want to feed the klavim. There's a din of ein poten is a kachim, l'achil in the klavim. So that's the Mishnah. So Gemara wants to know, how do you know this? What's the source that ein poten kachim, l'achil in the klavim? So the Tanur Rabban, they quote a brisa that says, tizbach, it's a pasuk, I think it's in... I think it's next week's parsha, maybe. So Tanur Rabbanan, it says in the I'll read the whole pasuk first. Rak b'chol avas nafshecha tizbach v'chal tebaser. Wherever you desire, you should tizbach. You should do a zvicha. You should eat it. Eat the baser. So Gemara darshan the pasuk tizbach v'lo giza. You should shecht it, but you can't do giza. It's a giza. It's a to shear the sheep. V'chalti, you should eat it, v'lo l'klav v'echa. You should eat it, but you shouldn't feed it to the dogs. Basar v'lo chav, you should eat them. The bas is permitted, but it's aser to drink the milk. Fine. So so this is the drasha. So we see clearly that it says v'chalta v'lo l'chlav echa. So clearly mikan she'ein podin es hakachim l'achilum l'chlav. And this is the clear drasha from the pasuk. There is another opinion, however, ikad de amri tizbach v'chalta. That's really one phrase. Ein lecha behen heter ela mishas zvicha ve'el. You're only allowed to eat it. When could you v'chalta tizbach? Tizbach v'achalta, that's all one drasha, those two words, in which case it doesn't make a separate drasha of v'achalta, of l'chlavecha. So this ikadami holds, k'savar podin es hakachim l'achil l'chlav. You may be pod hakachim psulim in order to feed the dogs. Hajr alach kol ha'isur. New mission, new parak tells us now, it's the parak, the seventh parak of Timura. This is the last and final parak. We have three blot left of the Masechta, rather. So the mission begins as follows. Yeshu b'kachim mizbeach shein b'kachim b'degabayis. We know kachim mizbeach is an animal that's been sanctified to be used as a carbon, and kachim b'degabayis is something that's been sanctified, an object that the money is going to be used for the maintenance of the base of Migdash. So yesh b'kachim mizbeach shein b'kachim b'degabayis, and yesh b'kachim b'degabayis shein b'kachim mizbeach. So kachim mizbeach osin tamura. You could do tamura on kachim mizbeach. We'll skip the parentheses. Chayav malav mishim pigal no sevatame. This also applies only to kachim mizbeach. Going on to Amud Beis now, the vladan v'chalvan, the offspring, the milk of the kachim mizbeach is also you cannot eat or drink it. La'achar pidyonim, even after you've redeemed the animal, let's say the animal became a baal mum and you redeemed it, you can't benefit from the vlad or the chalav. Hashoch the mechutz, one who shechs a kachim mizbeach on the chutz li azaras chayv karets, it's shchute chutz. Ein nosin behem l'umanim, you can't use it to pay any of the workers. The workers worked in the base of Migdash, they prepared Ketores, they prepared various things, so you can't use kachim mizbeach as a form of payment, bischaram. And mashen kein b'kachim b'degabayis, all the things listed, none of those apply to kachim mizbeach, a kachim b'degabayis rather. And then the opposite. There, v'yesh b'kachim b'degabayis, Shistam hekdeshos the bedek abayis. A person makdish to something, and he makdish a table, doesn't specify what the purpose is. The stam understanding is it's for the maintenance of the bedek abayis. Hekdesh bedek abayis chal ala kol. You could be makdish anything you want in the world. There's no restrictions on what can be used for bedek abayis. And mu'alan begiduleim. There's issa to use them, byproducts of them, the milk, there's an issa me'ila, and the eggs, there's an issa me'ila on kachim bedek abayis, as opposed to kachim mizbeach, that's not the case. And v'ein behen hana l'kohanim, and a kohen also doesn't benefit from anything that's kachim bedek abayis, it goes directly to the Beis HaMikdash. As opposed to kachim mizbeach, we said that it's not chal and everything, there is no me'ila by the giduleim, and the kohanim do get hana from kachim mizbeach. So that's the Mishnah. The Gemara now wants to know, klalahu, is this really a principle? The kol kachim mizbeach osin tamura. The very first thing we said in the mission was that kachim mizbeach can make tamura, while kachim bedek abayis may not make tamura. Is that really true that every kachim mizbeach is osin tamura? We learned already. We should be familiar now from the Masechta. Harei ofos the kachim mizbeach hein yet tanan aminachos va'ofos ein osin tamura. So a bird on one hand is kachim mizbeach, but on the other hand it doesn't. It's ein osin tamura. So this goes against this mission, which says categorically kachim mizbeach is osin tamura. The Gemara says, no, ki katani, when a Mishnah made a statement, it's referring to a behema, that a behema is a osin timura. Ein echanami, an oaf is not. V'hare, vlad, kachim mizbeachu, the vlad, the offspring of kachim mizbeach, is considered kachim mizbeach itself. And you know, like a vlad chatas, a vlad ola, you bring that as an ola. However, tanan, ein a vlad osin timura, but you can't make timura from these things. So we have a case where it's kachim mizbeach, yet there is no timura, and it's talking about a behema. Hamani, who's the author of the mission, must be Rabbi Yehuda, Hidamar Vlad Osa Tamura. Ein Echanami. Rabbi Yehuda holds, you can do Tamura on a Vlad Behema, Vlad Chatas, Vlad Ola, in which case that the mission is consistent, the principle still holds. All right, Tamura Atma. What about Tamura itself? You have animal A, and you do Tamura onto animal B. So animal B now is also Kachim Mizbeach. The din is, it's Kachim Mizbeach, yet Tanan, ein Tamura Osa Tamura. A Tamura animal cannot generate another Tamura animal, so this is another case of Kachim Mizbeach, or in a behema, yet you can't do tamura. And the Gemara says, "Ki katani a ikar zivcha." when the Mishnah made its statements referring to the initial behema, not the second-hand kachrim mizbeach, and therefore we're not bothered by the fact that tumura itself can't make another tumura. Now that we've established that our Mishnah is only referring to the ikur zivcha, the ikur zevach itself, so afil tamer rabbanan, you can even say rabbanan off of the Mishnah, not Rabbi Yehuda, and kikatani al ikur zivcha. I mean, the question we had above about a Vlad Behema that ain't Ozen Temura, we said, oh, it must be Rabbi Yehuda who says a Vlad Behema is Ozen Temura. But now that we established the Mishnah is referring to only the Iker Zevach, so here as well, the Iker Zevach is the Ozen Temura, but the Vlad Behema ain't Ozen Temura, and that could even go according to Shitas Chachamim. Okay, the Gemara now says, Vayter, going through the Mishnah, one by one. Ain't Ozen Mehen Le'umanim. You cannot use Kachim Mizbeach to pay the workers for working in the base of Migdash. So, but you can use kachrim by the Gabbai. So the prime example the Gemara talks about in Maseches Shavuos is that when the workers would prepare the Ketores and get all the different spices together, you'd pay them from kachrim Mizbeach, kachrim by the Gabbai, rather, and there's a whole thing about switching the Kedusha back and forth, redeeming the Mosar Ketores and paying the... But either way, we have examples where you would pay the workers from kachrim by the Gabbai. So Gemara says, so you can use kachrim Mizbeach to pay the Umanim. Ha, kachet bedek abayis nosin. You can use kachet bedek abayis to pay the workers. Menahan emile. How do you know? What's the basis? Amar Rabbi Abo Damar Kra. The Pasuk says v'asuli. It says v'asuli mikdash. Asuli means mishali. You should build the base of mikdash for mine. You could even use that which was designated for me. Hashem says, meaning bedek abayis. You could use it to help make the base of mikdash. You'd pay the workers. Which is interesting that the workers, you'd be paying the workers for the base of mikdash. You'd imagine there'd be volunteers to make the base of mikdash, not workers. But it's actually very interesting. Meleches Shlomo on the Mishnah. It's actually Maseches Tamid and Maseches Midos. Right in the beginning of both of them. I forget how this comes about. I'm trying to remember the whole sugi right now. But he writes, based on the Rambam, that the non-Jews are going to build the base of Mikdash. That's his understanding. The non-Jews will build it based on the Rambam. So if the non-Jews are working, the Chavar, you're going to have to pay them. They're not going to volunteer to do this. So there's such a concept as paying the workers to build the base of Mikdash. Vasuli Mikdash, Mishali, that I'm going to use my Betek Abayis to pay for those who are working in the building of the base of Mikdash. I'm not sure, I don't know. So then the Gemara quotes the Mishnah Yesh B'Kachrim Bedek Abayis. So Kachrim Bedek Abayis is Stam Bedek Abayis is be used for the Bedek Abayis. If you don't specify for what, we just assume use it for the maintaining of the base of Migdash. So Amar Mar, we just said in the Mishnah, Stam Hekdeshos, the Bedek Abayis. V'chal Akol, and it's also chal in all types of items. It could chal be chal in, a table, a chair, whatever you want, it could be Makdash. So Amar Rabbi Chibar Abba, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Dilok Rabbi Yeshua. This is not like Rabbi Yeshua, the Tanan. The Mishnah tells us, Maseches Shkalim, HaMakdish Nechasiv, a person who has makdish his property, he doesn't say what he's using it for, V'hayah Behen Behema, and there's an animal among his property, Ru'uya L'gabi Mizbech, and it's an animal that's a Tamim animal, it's very fit for a carbon, V'zacharim Nekevos, and they're male and female animals, Rabbi Eliezer Omer, HaZacharim Yimachru L'tarch Olos. You sell the male animals, and that the male animals should be used for the for someone who needs an ola, and the caves you sell your female animals for yimachul tarchli shlamim for someone who needs to use to buy a shlamim, and the money you buy, the money you get back for selling off the animals, demeim yiplu imshar nechasim lebedek abayis. So all the money, says Rabbi Eliezer, is used for bedek abayis. So that's like our Mishnah. When you don't specify what do you want to be makdish for, all the money is used for bedek abayis. But comes along in that Mishnah, Maseches Shkalim, Rabbi Yeshua Omer, Zecharim Hein Atman Yikvu L'Olas. No, the male animals themselves are used as an Ola. You don't sell it off. And the Nekevos, Yimachu L'Tarche Shlamim, that the, when it comes to the Nekevos, there you have to sell them off for someone else who needs it as a Shlamim. V'yavi Demeim Olas, and that money you use, the money you gain rather, from selling the Nekevos, that money is used to now purchase Olos. And then the Shar Nechasim are used for Bedek Abayis. So we see clearly from Rabbi Yeshua, Stam Hekdeshos is not all going to Bedek Abayis. The males are going for Olos, the females are going for Shlamim, so this goes against our Mishnah. Upliga the Rabba de Barava, he argues and says no. Damar Rabba de Barava, Amar Rab, Be'eder Shekulo V'Zucharim. So if it's a flock that's all male, Afilu Rabbi Eliezer Moda, even who would agree that if you're Makdish property, all of them are brought as an Olos, the lo shavik inish kachim mizbeach makdish bedek abayis. So he'll agree. No one's going to say that you're going to lose out an opportunity to makiv a carbon. If I have all male animals, but I'm makdishit, the understanding is I want to bring a carbon. No one's going to go for the second tier and go for kachet bedik abayis. So that's if it's all male animals. So that's the first point. So where is the machlokas? Lo nechloku ella be'ed sheish bo mechzes achar mechzes in the cables. The debate between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua is in a situation where I've got half males and half females. In this case, Rabbi Eliezer Savar ein chalak es nidro. A person is not mechalak his nether. You can't split up your nether half mizbeach, half bedik abayis. The guy, when he has something, 100% either this way or 100% that way. So since you can't do 100% mizbeach now, because you can't bring the nekevos as actual karbanos because you have to be chai v'shlamim in the first place, or chadas in the first place, so certainly the nekevos can't be brought as shlamim. So memela, the whole flock now has to be viewed as bedik abayis. And the nekevos lav olos, from the fact that the nekevos themselves cannot be used as olos, zecharim nami, not lav olos, that's the understanding of Rabbi Eliezer. You cannot be mechalik if a nether. Rabbi Yeshua Savar, no, cholak es nether, you can't split up your nether, that's completely fine, and therefore, even though half is going to be used for olos, the other half can be used for shlamim, and that's completely fine. So lishna achrina, amrilei, another version is, amr of adir av, amr rav. Below hekdesh ela behema. So if the kid situation where he only was makdish his animals, he wasn't makdish his other properties, his house and his table, just the animals only. Afil Rabbi Eliezer Moda, Lo Shavik Inish, Kachir Mizbeach, Makdish Abedik Abayis. A person is not going to miss out an opportunity to bring karbanos. So since all he was makdish was animals, we assume his intention was to use them, the animals themselves, and the proceeds of selling them all for Kachir Mizbeach. That he would agree to. Lo Nechlaku, he only argues, Ela Kishayesh Shar Nechasim Imahim. When he's makdish along with the animals, even his other property, which certainly cannot be used, you can't bring a table as a karban, so certainly a Hekdesh on a table is referring to Bedek Abayis. So once you have that, then he has his klal, the Rabbi Eliezer Savar, Ein Adam Cholak is Nedo. A person does not have to divide his nether. So Midashar Nechasim Lo Lekachi Mizbech, from the fact that his tables and chairs were certainly not for Kachi Mizbech. So Mimela, Behema Nami Lo Kachi Mizbech. However, Rabbi Yeshua Savar, no, Adam Cholak is Nedo. A person does divide his nether in half, and therefore, Demeim Yiplum Shar Nechasim, the Bedek Abayis. And therefore, the animals that are roi from the Mizbech are brought to Mizbech, and everything else, the remaining part, is going to be falling to the Bedek Abayis. So then the Gemara says, Bishma, I understand Lishna Basra, the second understanding, Hainu Dikatani, that's what it means in the Mishnah, Im Shar Nechasim Bedek Abayis. We're talking about a situation where there are other properties being discussed here, fine. El Lishna Kama, the first understanding, the first approach of the Machlokes between Rabbi Eliezer and Yeshua, where you're only makdish animals alone, not other property. Let's say yiplu lebedek abayis. What does it mean yiplu imshar nechasim bedek abayis? Because the whole first lishna was only talking about where you're only makdish animals alone. You weren't even taking into account tables and chairs. So this akasha, according to the lishna rishona of this machlok, is between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua. Okay, then the Gemara says, Vayitir, quotes from the Mishnah, hekdish bedek abayis chal alakol. A person's makdish his house, a person rather bedek abayis is able to be chal on anything. Let's skip, yeah? Oh, Tani Nami Hachi. Baruch says, Tani Hachi, U'demeim Yiplu, Lebedek Abayis. No, there's actually a girsa where they remove the words Im Shar Nechasim, and according to this girsa, it does go well with the first Lishna Rishona. So now the Gemara quotes further from the Mishnah, Hekdesh Bedek Abayis, Chal Ala Kola. A person can be makdish for Bedek Abayis purposes on any item. There are no restrictions, whether it be an animal, whether it be a table, whether it be a chair, it's Chal on everything, while Kach Mizbeach is only Chal on Behemos. So the Gemara says, Lasuyimai, what's this extra line teaching us? What's it including that we wouldn't have known otherwise? So Amar Ravina, Lasuye to include Shifuye Niva, Shifuya Veniva. What are these things? So Rashi explains it, Shifuya Veniva, Shim Hektish Ilan the Bedek Abayis. Rashi around like 15 lines up. A person makdish a tree for Bedek Abayis purposes. Yesh Me'ila Bishafan Im Shafo. There's an Isser Me'ila, the chalos of the Bedek Abayis is chal even on the shavings of the shavings, right, and the wood chips that come from the tree. The Yesh Me'ila Beneviyasa Alav Shenoshin Bimos Hachor V'Havinle Lezevel. Anything that falls off, the leaves and the branches that fall off, all of that is also part of what? Oh, all that is part of the Isser Me'ila, all that Kachir Bedek Abayis is chal on all types, even that which seems to be wasted. So then we'll finish off the parak as follows, and Darshan's the last part of the Mishnah. The Mishnah had said When it came to Kadosh Bet HaGabayis, the Kedushas chal even on the Gidulei, even on that which grows. And the Gemara says, Lasuye Mai, what's this coming to include? So Amar Papa Lasuye, it's a girsa here, Bechelev HaMukdashim. Chalav HaMukdashim, even the chalav, even the milk of the hectation, even that's going to be aser. Ubeite Torin, and the eggs of the birds, because it's not like the Mishnah tells us, Maseches Me'ila, Chalava HaMukdashim, Ubeite Torin, the milk and the eggs from these animals, Lo Nanin V'lo Mo'alim. There's no Isser Hana. There is an Isser Hana. You can't get Hana, but there's no Isser Mila. I mean, whenever you see this phrase, we're going to get familiar with this when you learn Maseches Mila. Lo Nanin V'lo Mo'alim means there is no Hana. You can't get Hana. It's aser. But at the same time, you don't get an Isser Me'ila, which is another way of saying there's an Isser Me'ila midirabanan. There's no Me'ila midiraisa, but there's an Isser Hana midirabanan. So that's a phrase. Lo nel, and you can't get Hana from it midirabanan, but lo mo'alim, but it's not really called Me'ila deraisa. It won't result in a carbon or any of the deraisa repercussions. So, b'med devar amurim, when is this all true? The Mishnah qualifies the statement and says, it's all true, the kachem is be'ach. Aval cut bekachi bedek abayis hiktish chanagolus moalin bebeitzasa moalin bechalva. This restriction is only true of a chalav and beitza, that which is kachim izbeach. There's no iser meila mediraisa on chalav and beitza of kachim izbeach. When it comes to kachi bedek abayis, however, the Mishnah tells us it is chal on the chalav, it is chal even on the beitza. So that's what's being included in this Mishnah. And then the Gemara finishes off saying, Filuman damer, even according to the opinion who holds moalim begidule mizbeach. Even those who taka hold, like against the Mishnah, that which is a growth of kachim mizbeach is subject to mila. Hani mila, it's only true gidulin dechazei lemizbeach. Only that which where the actual byproduct is roy for mizbeach, meaning a vlad kachim where the vlad itself is roy for the mizbeach. That's where they would say there's an isim mila. Aval gidulin delochazei la mizbeach. Any byproduct that's not roy, such as a chalav and beitim, you can't bring milk and eggs as a mizbeach. That's where they would agree ein moal mehem become some kachay a mizbeach. Okay, we'll stop here. I'm not around tomorrow. I don't know if Adam wants to take it tomorrow. Not around. Okay, fine. So if anyone else wants to take.